And what part of Jesus says don't have health care? What part of Jesus says, oh, you shouldn't have health care for everybody?
You think those nails that were dug in his arms, you think they were covered? No. Did Jesus have an IV on the damn cross? No.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Niggas in my faction don't like asking questions. Strictly gun testing, coke measuring, giving pleasure in the Benzito, hitting fannies, spending chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My peeps get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib, wrap you in your polo sheets. Six up in your wig piece, this nigga deceased. Why, may you rest in peace with my sycamore style. More sicker than yours, 4-4 and 54 draws. As my pilot, stairs my lair. Yes, my dear, shit's official. Only the feds I fear. Here's a tissue, stop your blood clot crying. The kids, the dog, everybody dying, no lying. So don't you get suspicious. I'm big, dangerous, you're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition, respirator style. Climb the ladder to success, escalator style. Hold y'all, breath I told y'all. Death controls y'all, big don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
You're nobody.
Stink, hurt and stink, hurt and stink, and hurt. Oh God, it really hurt.
Work that lamp, whore. Shove it up my ass.
Matt, you make it hard to be faithful with the lapse of an angel.
Yeah. Matt and Cheryla are going to put cock rings around their lapses and get gay guys to suck on them through the glory hole.
Hey, is this coming in? Hi, Deborah. I just watched your video. Very nice. Very enjoyable. All right, time to call that thing known as Cheryl Prilled Lips. Deborah, can you come on the gram later? Cheryl. Are you on Skype, Cheryl? Whatever, we'll find out. Oh, good. Church of Deborah's going to be on the gram. This will be good. Can you send me your Skype name?
What about this here?
On this thing.
Nahi?
Hi, girl.
Hi.
Church of Deborah said she's going to finna be on the ground.
Church of Deborah.
Hello? Did you smoke a lot of reefers today? It sounds like you
but that reminds me I should take my medicines.
Mm-hmm. I already ordered my food. I just need somebody to pay for it.
That's good.
You can't do that, you know, after the fact, mate. It's not how it works.
Special guest.
What is guest?
Church of Deborah. Did you watch her video? She just put a video out. About Jesus.
I told her it was good, except for it needed to feature her.
Yeah, that's
because I enjoy her voice.
Right.
Makes me whore, as you say, whore.
What?
You like to say hi, but you say
right.
Whore.
Right. Now, how do I change the Twitter thing on the thing with the thing?
I don't know. I mean, you've never done this before. Once again, shit. As we say every gram.
Shut up. Log in with the Twitter. Oh, you know what? You do it. Oh.
No.
Ooh, bitch.
Thank you, honey.
Do it
thank
manually,
you, honey.
Then. Cheryl and I are live now on uterus. Straight, I can't spell.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let me do that also on the Facebook so I can get the retards.
Hey, boy.
Girdle. Live now.
You're sort of lazy.
Nate?
Yeah?
I've got a haiku to start the gram out with.
I need to get there mentally. I want to be fully alive and there.
Right.
How do
right.
Let me get this
right.
Grummed. Let me get this grummed. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Do you have people on Facebook that are chronic likers? Do you know what I'm talking about? They just like everything and they have to like. Like it's some weird kind of Facebook codependency or something.
You know what I'm going to do? I may be going to your wall to like everything on your wall.
Where the fuck does it get these pictures from? Like it's
what pictures?
The picture when I... Oh, there it is. Okay. It still says live at 11 a.m. Anyway. Mon chéri, my morst. How are you doing? Oh, I hear...
There you go again.
Hagathade's called several times. I didn't hear any messages. Oh, gosh. I wish somebody... Okay. Let's see.
I just liked a bunch of things on your wall for you.
Church of Deborah, did you give me your Skype? Oh, there it is.
Listen, we need to start out with just us,
Nate.
Okay,
we will. Thanks, Deborah. We'll call you in a bit. Stand by.
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch.
I gotta add her to the goddamn Skype,
you
stupid
what? Now what did you order for food?
You'll see. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Pizza?
No. But it's from a pizza place.
Calzone?
No. Healthier.
Hut?
Healthy.
Oh, jeez.
Healthier.
J-Mates. Hello, J-Mates. I'm doing a grum with Madge.
Don't she know that? Don't she know that? Huh?
Hold on, let me put you on speakerphone. Hold on.
Cool.
Hold on. Speakerphone. Now.
Hello?
You were with somebody. Now let them talk again, Nate.
Yes, AIDS.
Hello?
Yes,
AIDS. Hello?
You said that you were with somebody and it wanted to...
Oh, hold on, let me pass the phone over, hold on.
Oh, God, no.
Hello, Nikki?
What?
What?
Nikki?
Is that one turd?
Hello?
One turd. Were you at the gym? Were you punishing your clamps?
It's a random mini disco death party!
No, crying. Nikki, right.
N-word. Hello, N-word.
Are you going to be home soon, J-Mates?
Don't be a caveman.
Are you going to be home soon? For the ground.
Tell her she needs to send me a donation if she's going to be that
That's
racist. Racism costs money if you want to be racist on this show.
Right.
That's bullshit otherwise.
That's your responsibility.
Right. You going to be home soon? I want to save some of the content for you then.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, man,
you've been a rat. Well, don't
and
stop being a rat suddenly,
no.
Or it's going to be very suspicious.
Oh, Madge says no. Madge, she says she'll pay you if you do. Oh, somebody will.
Don't be a caveman.
Right.
I'm going to just call Deborah if you're just going to stay on the phone the whole goddamn time.
Oh, she's going to punish me if I stay on the phone.
It's not punishment.
It happens.
It's good content.
Right.
Get rid of her!
I have to get rid of you. I'll talk to you in a little while, Davies. Bye. Wow. Sorry.
She's due for a donation. I have my threshold for that kind of racist pain is not very high. Or low.
Were you doing Trish work?
Yeah, of course. What am I supposed to do? Sit on my ass.
Now, are you ready for a haiku?
Yeah.
To start the gram.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
This is from Jack.
Okay.
He writes, haiku.
Yeah.
Might be racist, but stealing food from Gressies? could be a new low.
Next.
What do you mean?
Next haiku.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you'd be in town, and he felt
next.
Perfectly normal part of his anatomy.
Sorry.
And I said, that's perfectly normal.
We'll do one baby Jane, okay? Okay. Sith Fatty spilled out over his slacks, which turned on many of the blacks, who'd shout, hey, big guy, whistle, and slap their thigh when they caught a glimpse of his pear-shaped backside.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
What was the pear-shaped. That's very good. Very good.
Yes. Sith Fatty.
What else you got for the girl?
Well, a lot of different things. Let's see.
Okay.
I could tell you a little story. So I went to the Walgreens 2 days ago, Nate.
Okay.
Now, when I was at the Walgreens...
What did you do? Combine the pens for your lips? What?
Well, I was buying one of those, what did the blacks wear? Those skull cap things.
The bonnet, they're called. Bonnet.
The bonnet. I was giving it black bonnet. Now, I also decided to pick up a prescription while I was there so that, you know, I could be entertained on the ground.
You mean a prescription. Prescription.
Prescription, yes. So I was picking up one of those, and you know how they make you wait.
Pick a what?
So, you know how they make you wait to go with those chairs.
Oh, I'm slightly familiar with waiting rooms at Walgreens, yes.
Now... There's always interesting people at the Walgreens.
I know it.
And, so I'm sitting there listening to my grums, and, all of a sudden this big black man walks over to one of the chairs that is, right in front of me. And there's some newspapers sitting on there, you know, the advertisements. So I'm thinking, you know, this black man, Scratchy, is going to sit down and read the paper and look at the ads.
Yeah.
Well, it was raining outside, and I think that he had just, you know, forgotten his umbrella, probably didn't own one, and so he was wet. And he goes over to these advertisements, and he picks one up, Nate, and crumples it in his hands.
What for?
I don't know. And then he picks up another one and crumples it in his hands. And then walks away.
Was he old?
No.
It happens.
Because that's something you're supposed to do for Alzheimer's patients. They say, because they can get violent if they have Alzheimer's disease. And what they say is if they get violent, you take a Pop-Tart, you break it in half, and you make them hold half in one in each hand, and they won't beat you up because they're busy holding the Pop-Tarts. I was thinking maybe he was doing that. Maybe he wanted to beat you.
No, Nate. No. I don't know if he was drawing his hands all off.
Okay.
Or maybe cleaning duty off of them.
Normally you don't clean your hands with newsprints.
They looked like they had duty on them, but it didn't come off with the magazine.
Oh, duty. Okay. Well, that's another story if it was duty. And
this is my penis.
It was brown, that's what I know.
Flush it down. Flush it down if it was brown. Flush it down if it's brown, flush it down.
That's right.
If it's duty, now, make it loopy. No. What rhymes with duty, Nate? What rhymes with duty?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to put a link in the chat room. Can you handle this? Boy.
It happens.
I've seen Leon's.
Where are you?
Right on simulcast.
Why don't I see the chat room? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Hold on, I'm almost there. Oh, my goddamn chat room doesn't work. Oh, no, there it is. Oh, look. Jeffrey Taylor is there. All right. It says URL removed, for fuck's sake. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a moderator. Human dog, why can't you moderate? You're right fucking there.
Excuse me?
Means no.
Means no.
Okay, send it again. It's late. Human dog, you're a fucking moderator. You can fix the goddamn shit.
Work that lapse.
Is lick my anus? Is that yours? Okay, now it works. God, there's so much chatting. I'm
work
playing
that
it on
lapse,
the stream.
Whore.
Oh my
shove
god.
Shove it up my ass.
Sitting on toilet.
Oh my god.
Sitting on toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet.
She's on crack.
Sitting on the toilet.
That's crack.
Sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm. That's crack.
Sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Sitting on the toilet.
That isn't crack. Nothing is.
Sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet.
You're welcome.
Words are really good.
Sitting on the toilet.
Yes.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Can I touch
it? Now flush.
So blank. Did you like that name?
Not really. She should have shut. We didn't hear her do it.
Well, you heard the black say sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, it was fascinating. She'll be famous, and she'll have her own show, I'm sure.
Probably.
Because as long as now you're fat, you can have your own grub.
In the same vein, this video is amazing. This is Lady Baptastic's child.
God damn it.
Or a child of the dorm.
Bitch, I will go to bitch.
Please don't
have
to. Hello, this is Mrs. Daly.
I have a night right there.
Will you fuck my hole?
Cheryl, please.
Will you fuck my hole?
What?
Hurt.
I don't even see this.
Hurt and stink.
Hurt. This is not interesting.
And
we're
stink.
Done with racism.
And hurt.
Fatties.
Oh, God.
We're,
it really
go
hurt.
Go back to fatties.
You're welcome.
Anything that collects. Come
will
on.
You fuck
come
my hole?
Okay.
I mean, it's fine for the haiku.
Okay.
You know, these, it's just not working. It's not getting my...
Okay.
It's not blowing my skirt up.
I never have a
split
personality. I never have a split personality. I have a hell of a temper.
I'm going to read some questionnaire reviews of the DLA team.
Good, I like these.
Okay. Carl writes, now that is some good fucking, period. Bro, yes. Peter writes, I want some hot fuck. Ken Blow writes, hold on, I need to be able to see your face. Boy. Now, Ken Burrow writes, I love me some smooth. Sing KB writes, hot, star, 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 as hell, star, 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 star.
Right. Okay.
Brion's Baby writes, yo, that nigga on the front cover. His ass is so fat, oh my god, man. I just want to grab it and fuck the hell out of it. Then busted shit all over his face.
Okay, read that one again better.
Did you write this one?
I didn't write it. It's great, though.
Are you sure?
I think it's real, actually.
Okay. Breon's Baby writes, yo, that nigga on the front cover, his ass is so fat. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. OMG, man. I just want to grab it and fuck the hell out of it and then bust this shit all over his face.
I think I know who wrote that, actually. It's a white person.
Krios?
No. Not somebody that works with me, I think.
And why? Big Daddy. Dorm Dad.
You're right.
D writes, about time a vid without all the nasty-looking asses, stretch morgues, and... Black spokes all over the place. I might consider this one. Scene 3 ass is perfect.
Okay.
Tony, T-O-N-E-Y, says I love it.
Wait, I need you to go back to the stretch marks. Read it slower because your voice is coming in kind of overmodulated for some reason. Nice and slow, like it's six.
Let me turn me down a little bit.
Okay, that'd be good.
And I'll do one.
I love how these people in the chat room are having a completely irrelevant conversation. We're so fascinated by us.
Nate, is this better or no?
That's better, yes.
Okay, better.
Much better.
Okay. Right. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
You tell him.
Yeah.
Go on AIM if you want to check about your layups now.
Much better.
About time of vid without all the nasty looking asses. Stretch morks and black spots all over the place. I might consider this one. Scene 3, ass is perfect.
Okay.
Tony Thomas writes, damn that hot. Keep it calm. I rated 10. It worth it. What I saw was hot as hell. Morris writes, Brion and his fabulous co. I love it. I love to be in your dorm, brother.
best website. Kevin, Columbus, South Carolina, writes, this video comes with it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
This video comes with it?
Mm-hmm. I gotta give all the dorm dudes their props, yes, for putting it down. And they were cast just right for each scene. Keep it real and keep it coming.
How come nobody says, wow, I love that DVD. I love the album art on the DVD. I love the buttons. I love the editing and how they edited that duty scene out because there was duty.
Listen.
Cheryl, Church of Deborah has a special video of Cheryl while researching about life on Mars and Jesus.
Really?
Or I may have read that sentence wrong. Jeffrey and Justin, it's fine if you talk to each other, but you see, they have this thing called Instant. You can do private messages to people. So if you're having a conversation, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you really don't need to tell everybody what you're talking about because it's really not all that interesting.
Ooh.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's inside jokes. He wiped afterward? Ha ha ha. Sorry, Jeffrey. We need to not talk here to disrupt the grum. Justin Feed censored off. Jeffrey Taylor, ha ha ha, what was he doing under the table? Now, am I supposed to know what that means? You know? Anyway.
Saturday, doo-doo.
Oh, Justin was in San Francisco. Is that where you were? I saw some pictures somewhere. I didn't know where you were. I couldn't tell. San Francisco. Who's Adam? Oh, with the muscles?
Royds. This boy, Al Royds' name.
Oh, okay. Does he live in San Trani now?
Al Royds.
Does he live there? I thought he lived in Texas. Yeah. So behind on things.
He moved there so he could get his Royds easier.
Now, what about, did you have lunch with Nick Store? Yeah, Adam's one of those people that started hating me. I forget when and why. You know, the thing is, I don't have much attention span, and I really don't pay much attention to people. And what happens is sometimes they're really emotionally involved in maybe something I said, and I just don't care and I move on. And then I find out that evidently they're not my friend. This has happened to me probably 5,000 times. I'm not joking. That's how it works. I'm like, oh, you're gone? I didn't notice. It's been 2 years. All right. Cheryl, go ahead.
Monday, dude.
Oh, not that. Strunkut. Who is Strunkut? Wait.
Monday,
Cheryl, I have a clip.
What?
E.T. wife playing with a big dick. It's probably disgusting. Cheryl, play it. Oh my god.
We are continuing to be punishing man.
What?
You can play that, that's fine. It's an E.T. with a big dick. Some new fetish. The fuck? What is wrong with you people? That's a...
Do you hear the duty, man?
Oh my god, E.T. is getting fucked. Oh.
Is that a blackface man?
What?
That's blackface. Is that one turd?
It's one turd.
That vagina?
Oh my god, what's that cream in there? It's hand lotion.
Ew.
Cher, is Cher there? No way.
Ooh.
Oh, Cheryl.
Hey, Annie.
Now she's sucking dick.
That does look like me. It looks like me and Cheryl in blackface. It's not right.
Ooh, how did you find this, Deborah? I thought you're Christian.
Good question.
All right, enough with that. Cheryl, what else did... We had topics, I'm sure, because I know I texted you some things.
Oh, no.
What? What?
Ladies, I have the best Halloween costume designed. Here's a preview from One Turn Wisdom. Look at this. Look at this.
You know, what part of audio program do you not understand? You're always sending me visuals.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Stop it.
And do it, Nanes. Now.
What?
What?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
She's in blackface.
Yeah, I see that.
If you were listening to me, because this is an audio program, why was playing some clips of me pooping? Because I wanted to name a turd with the name that was provided to me earlier today.
Oh, okay. The name I gave you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I christened this turd Balsamic Nigrat. B-A-L-S-A-M-I-C space N-Y apostrophe G-R-E-T-T.
Apostrophe. Oh, you know what? I didn't thank you, Jeffrey, because I'll get right back to that apostrophe, but Jeffrey reminded me. The reason I sound fucked up is because I have the filter on. I shouldn't be on right now. Hold on. Okay. Oh, that's better. I was wondering why it sounded so weird. No, it's but thank that's you, Jeffrey Taylor Aids. Okay, go ahead. Now, you were talking about something that you said Wanda Wisdom gave you a name for your piece of duty.
What?
Wanda Wisdom named one of your duty pieces Balsamic Nigrette with an apostrophe?
Yes.
That's not funny at all.
Now, Nate, I printed off today 700 black names.
Where'd you get them?
Well, strip club DJ sent me a link to this website that had all these names.
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had an accident this week on the way to work. It was terrible.
Wait a minute. What kind of accident?
A bad one.
An
accident.
You mean you had sex again?
No, it's just an accident. What happened to me?
Right, feces.
Oh, saved by the lapse.
Thank God.
Hello,
Mrs. Weinstein.
Yeah, I mean you.
Huh?
Yeah. Thank you,
Mrs. Weinstein.
I mean, yeah.
No, that's I have a code because I'm a celebrity, so I have to hold on to that apostrophe. Because no, my what, Cheryl? What were we talking about? Did Clarissa want to buy your chair? No, actually, I had to text Clarissa because it's her birthday today. She turned a milestone, but we're not having sex. No, what happened is Cheryl, and I'm hoping the knock on the door comes just at the good part. I was on the grinder, and I was running late for work, and I was on the grinder looking at layups, and somebody said, oh, guess what? I'm in town visiting my sister, and I'm from Texas, and I'm like, oh, what do you feel like? What are you doing? And she says, oh, I don't know. I just feel like eating out some layups, right? I feel like eating some pussy, to be vulgar about it.
Right.
I said, really? Well, that's fun. And so I said, where do you live? And she says, it turns out she lives right above the levee. And I go to the levee every day on the way to work. So what happened?
Wait, she was in town? Oh, I don't understand.
Yeah. No, she's... wait. Just a second.
Right. Matt is going to get AIDS from doing all this stuff. You know, it's just... It's a matter of time, is what I say. What a goddamn fatty. What a goddamn fatty.
God, I should have left the goddamn thing on. Hello?
Right.
I should have turned the goddamn camera because it was a hot Serbian delivery person.
Oh.
Listen.
Pizza.
It's not pizza, it's a surprise. It's the same thing we had last week. It's a Sally, but a different Sally. So, Cheryl.
Right.
Yeah, I did good. What the fuck is this? Did I? Oh, I ordered buffalo chicky fingies too. Oh, you're gonna have fun watching me eat all this. And a chink salad.
Polyps.
No polyps. Speaking of polyps, how is our friend from Detroit?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, he's doing. I talked to him. Okay. He's very nice.
I think he was doing well.
Well, would you be doing well, Negroponte?
Hold on. Deborah's going to come on now. She wants to pray, and that way you can talk to her while I'm eating. Right. I'm going to say grace with Deborah. Better be ready. I don't care about Truck Bella anymore. She hung up on me last week.
Deborah?
Hello. Hi, Deborah. This is Blessed. This is Madge Weinstein. How are you doing?
Well, I was just praying, and I decided to come on the show.
Now, did you want to help me say grace like you did on that program the other day with that lady from the 700 Club? She talks so fast, though. But I'm about to eat. Do you want to say grace with me?
Now, first I got to say, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Twice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And does it count if he came on your face?
Now, see, jokes like that are not funny.
Well, then you better get used to it, you little bitch.
You have to respect the Lord.
Yes, you do have to respect the Lord. You see, because he's always open and he's ready to receive you
anytime.
He's ready
to renege.
Guns for Jesus. Hold on, I got to get a fork. Guns for Jesus. Hold on, don't pray yet. Talk to Cheryl, though.
All right. Mm-hmm. Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm holding my cross.
Are you holding your cross between your hands? Maybe by your lips?
Well, not that close. I'm just holding it, waiting for the good Lord to come inside me.
Ooh. Hi. Like literally come inside of you with his creamy, creamy cum.
Who came inside of you?
Jesus. But he's always inside me, and he's always inside all
of us. In your vagina? Now, what's this about? Well, no, let's pray first because I need to eat.
Okay. Let's pray, for Heavenly Father, to our daily low-carb bread. We want to pray for Madge Weinstein.
Gracias.
We want Madge to open up her and heart her for Jesus.
Okay. Is that the whole thing?
She's going to take you, Lord. The blood of the Lord's going to come down on her face, and she's going to accept you.
Okay.
She's going to accept
that is cheeky.
She's going to accept me.
Amen.
Amen. Does it matter that I'm Jewish to the Lord?
Speak in tongues.
Well.
A little.
That's a first way class ticket to hell, darling. You're going to have to.
Jesus was Jewish?
No, Jesus was a Christian. He was from originally from the United States.
Oh, right. You're a Mormon. So, Deborah, where do you live?
Well, I live in Jackson, Mississippi. I used to live in the Georgia, but the FDA after the tax incident has closed me down.
The FDA? That's the Food and Drug Administration.
I think you got the wrong agency names.
Well, no, it's the FDA because, you see, the big government's taken over everything.
Because of Obama?
Yes, the black. Mm-hmm.
The what?
The African American. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other day you called the Waffle House trying to push guns on some. I don't understand this Guns for Jesus.
Some redneck.
What the fuck is this Guns for Jesus shit?
It's prayer guns. And what we like to do is, I mean, now, just for disclosure, for Jesus Ministries, these guns are the safe guns.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The safe guns.
Yeah, the safe guns. Not the bad ones now. Not the black guns. The safe ones. And now, we use these, and what we like to do, and it's just not guns. That's the most good thing about it. It's guns, knives, machetes, anything, basically, that you would find in your local, you know, gun store. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we take these guns, and we pray over them. We anoint them with the oils of Jesus.
Yes.
And we anoint them with the water of David and Jalea and all that.
What the fuck is oil of Jesus? I never heard of that.
She puts the oil on the guns and it gets real slippery and she slips it in.
Oh, gun oil. I have some of that. I use it with my fleshlight.
Mm-hmm. And so after that's done, we sell these. If you listen to the program, mm-hmm. you've heard we sell these, prayer and guns and skull to protect from the rise of big government.
Shabashiki, amen.
I don't know, but I got the impression that you were sort of targeting them in Obama. You said something like guns because of that Obama. And I mean, you imply almost military action.
Well, I mean, if you're a normal American and you watch your Glenn Beck, you know the truth.
Which is what?
It's not that. What he's trying to do, what it all comes down to.
Tell me, because I don't know.
Normal people like you and me and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wants to put us in death camps. He wants to take away our civil liberties.
I thought that was Bush.
No, but he was the, you speak of Bush, he was the very best president. What he did for this country will never be done again.
What did he do?
He saved us.
How? Well, by making us broke?
That child molester Bill Clinton, he took us down a path to hell.
Yeah, but he also had a better economy, according to a lot of people.
Now, where do you see that? We were
no, I read
Chevrolet
things, honey. Forward. I don't just watch TV like you. I read. I didn't see it. I read it. In the goddamn New York Times. What do you think about that newspaper?
Listen, Deborah.
That is the Atheist Times.
Okay.
Deborah, the thing is just this. Now that Obama's in the office, Match, stop complaining. Everything is great. Ain't nothing to complain about.
True.
I farsely disagree with that.
You farsely?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Means I just don't agree with him. It's very simple. If you pick up your Bible, I do believe it says on John 1:3-8, thou shalt farsely disagree with thy ones.
What?
Yes.
Thou shalt farsely what?
Disagree with thy ones.
I don't understand what that means.
Do you have a Bible?
I'm Jewish. I only have the Old Testament.
Well, if you had a Bible, you could look up. It's right under the other ones, the ones that say, thou shalt not wear white after Labor Day. All the same things, darling. Where do you think all this comes from?
Your ass? Out your ass. Deborah, I'm worried about you because you seem like your typical moronic American. I mean, where do you get this shit from? Like, what makes you think Obama wants you to go to a death camp? How did you get that?
Well, when I was in a death camp, because you know that that has happened to
when
me.
When were you in a death camp? Camp?
Well, I was gone for a while because I went into the local Piggly Wiggly. Like, they were having a sale on some meats.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in the door. I slip on some African-American hair gel. You know, that colored stuff.
Like the jelly curl, jerry curl.
Yeah. The stuff that killed Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I walk in and I slip.
Mm-hmm.
I blacked out.
Blacked out.
Oh, so hard for me. I woke up next to someone I really admire.
Who? Jerry Falwell? Oh, no, he's dead.
Barbara Bush.
Oh, God.
We were both, we shared a cell for 2 months. You don't understand. We were at a death camp. I escaped.
Did you eat her out?
There was they took my teeth.
Well, you can still eat her out. You can chomp on those lips with your gums. Woo, woo.
It's just sad she's still there today.
Deborah, do you ever record your duties in the mirror like Cheryl does?
No,
because pray over him.
A good Christian does not. What I expel goes down to hell.
Oh, is that where the sewer goes?
Yes.
God, this is a lot of chicken.
You know who would like it, Nate?
Shrock Bella Morton Kloops?
No.
Who?
For y'all.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, wait. Does it have bones?
No.
Oh, then he wouldn't like it. That's a white people chicken.
If you did, Deborah, name me, if you did make your duty in the morning on a program, what would you name your pieces of duty? Just give me some examples.
Well, Paul, Mary.
What? You would name your shit after apostles and saints and all that crap, and then you've sent them to hell? That doesn't sound very Christian.
Let me see.
I would expect you to name them Barack.
Oh, no. He is something more vile than a duty.
No. Wow. I didn't realize Christians use the word duty. Pretty good.
Well, it's in the Bible, so I say whatever's in the Bible, darling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What are we?
Jesus, Joseph, and Mary.
I have to get some water because I'm getting a little spicy, so feel free to talk to the show.
Spicy?
Mm-hmm.
Getting spicy? Now, Deborah, what did you do today?
Well, today, when I woke up out of my Martha Stewart Kmart sheet decorated bed, I got up, got my Bible, of course, read a couple verses to get me going in the morning.
What do you mean, get you going?
Well, you know, I like to pray, pray for, you know, myself, the country, pray for my grandchildren, stuff like that.
Now, you mean get you going, like, did you play with any of your lady parts?
Now, you see in the Bible, it doesn't say anything specifically about that.
Oh, what are we talking about?
But you're not allowed to spill your seed, Nate.
You talking about abortions?
Oh,
that's not seed.
Cheryl, you know, they stole your shtick on South Park. Did you see the most recent South Park?
I did.
The WTF? That one?
Courtman.
He stole your abortion shtick almost verbatim.
I know.
Not nice. Anyway, go ahead. Well, you were talking about spilling your seed.
Definitely well, spill her seed.
She was asking me personal business about what I do with my body. And now, as it says in the Bible, my body is a vessel.
Is a what?
To carry my vessel to turn. My body's a vessel.
For what?
Well, for the Lord.
No, for abortions.
Oh, God.
No. Your body is a... See, people make this mistake. It's not a body for the Lord. It's a vessel, or rather, a vessel for abortions.
Well, maybe in the Jewish community, but in the God-fearing Christian community, my body is a vessel for the Lord. And when I spray my seed, I'm spraying parts of the Holy Ghost.
You're a woman. What do you mean, spray your seed?
When you get excited.
Oh, your wetness, your vaginal wetness?
There can be certain outcomes that are sprayed, okay?
But let me ask you, though. Okay, so you're against abortion, right?
Well, God, yes. So I don't care if the woman's dying as they let the bitch die.
But you're against social programs, right?
Yeah.
Well, then how do you pay for the fucking baby you don't want?
Well, you pray.
What the fuck's that going to do? You pray for the goddamn baby to die?
Maybe not. You don't ask God like that. You just say, Lord, take your will with me. Whatever happens,
happens. Yeah, and then you smoke a carton of cigarettes and drink 3 pints of Jack Daniels and hope the baby dies, right?
No. And I think I know what you're doing. You're quoting something from the New York Times again about Sarah Palin and her baby Trig. And that's not true. She didn't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Abortion is not right.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sarah knew her baby, that the poor, innocent Riri was
Trig.
A Riri.
Trig.
She didn't abortion it.
abortionate.
You write a book.
You know,
you do what you gotta do. I don't care. You sell yourself like Mary Magdalene. You take care of that child.
You know, it's funny. You know what that reminds me of? I was talking to my mother this week because it was her birthday. She said, well, you know, Madge, daughter, she's doing this program where she's actually in charge of, like, when a woman is, like, on crack, she gets her baby taken away by the city. My mother is one of these people that has to go in and talk to them and see if they're fit to be mothers again or if the baby should stay out of her hands. And my mother was talking, you know, I had my first gig, and you know what? These are the babies that should have been aborted.
What?
Yeah.
No, she could easily judge that when she goes, if they're black, then you know what needs to be done.
What do you mean?
Well, all I'm saying is, Jesus was white, okay? So, I'm just saying, when she goes in these homes to see if they're fit, most of the time, if they're a Bobby Brown, take the kids away.
What are you going to do with them?
Give them to a white family.
White family, other than a gay... a pedophile is going to want a black baby. Oh. Chinese.
There's a lot of
Chinese girls are fine. But how often do you see them adopting black unless they're gay pedophile males?
Well, true on that one. Maybe you put them down. Simplest term.
You're talking euthanasia. Now you're pro-abortion, just post-birth.
No. I am pro death penalty, not abortion. When you're born black, you're breaking one of God's rules, darling. Okay? So that falls under death penalty, not under abortion.
What rule?
Okay? Being born black.
What's the rule
that
you're breaking by being black at birth? What's the
rule? It's just a natural rule. Listen, I didn't write the Bible, okay?
Well, where in the Bible does it say you can't be black?
247, Leviticus.
What does it say?
Thou shall not be born of another color that is not white.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true, Cheryl? You know the Bible. You know it.
Excuse me?
Is that true from Leviticus or whatever she said? Is that really in Leviticus?
Yeah.
Mikey Pot is there. You know, it's funny. I was going through some old, my old iTunes, and I found a clip of Mikey Pot interviewing this woman on Death Row's mother. Her name was, Jewel or something like that. June? Yeah, but the mother's name was June or Jewel or something. Anyway, I think it was Jewel. Yeah. Anyway, it was interesting. Anyway, what else? Now, the prayer guns didn't seem to be working for you. I mean, most of the people you were talking about were like, what the fuck are you talking about, lady? I don't think even the crazy people you were calling at the Waffle House seemed to be very pro-gun. That one guy...
Well, that one man... said he was worried about Obama reneging.
Did he say that? Oh, yeah. What was he talking about, reneging?
Well, just, nicking on everything,
What?
Well, that means, changing color is another way you could take that word. A change of ways, a change of colors. White to black. Obama swore he would never do anything to our guns.
I'm sorry to call you disappointed, but I want to say that some people kind of underestimate themselves when they shortchange themselves. And they decide that they say that
you're going to 7.5.
What is this? Big-ass 10.5 letters. They're like, nigga, okay, you're going to bomb today.
Cheryl, could you read? Could you, like... I would like to hear you say what he just said.
Say what
he's saying on the recording. Can you say it yourself? Like as if it's a reading. Mikey Pod, this is Church of Deborah. She has a podcast called churchofdeborah.com. Her name is Deborah Wilkerson.
Nigga, okay. You're going to bottom today. Nigga, okay. Okay. You're going to bottom today. Okay.
Now, what is the what do you mean when you say bottom? What is that?
Yeah, the, you know.
What it means is you're going to get fucked up the ass, Deborah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You never had that?
No.
Do you have a husband?
My God. Well, he has passed on since.
No wonder you're such a crazy cunt.
Still have relations with him.
What do you mean you have relations with him? In the urn? Is he in an urn?
Listen, man. Listen.
Christians don't burn their dead, but there's parts of him that are saved in my dresser drawer.
Like what?
Man,
what?
Trotsky would like to fuck something. He's waiting. Please provide him with something to fuck.
He wants my fucking chicken, bitch.
Well, maybe if we give him a monkey to fuck.
Listen, Trotsky knows where his boyfriend and girlfriends are.
Okay. Eat that watermelon and eat that chicken. Yes. Yes. Now.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yes. Fuck it. Yes. Fuck it.
You love Juggernaut, Irene? Then tell him what you did 2 years ago. How you killed his child. It's true. I'm pregnant with your child and I aborted it. Do you know what it's like to have an abortion at 7 years old? Do you? I've had so many abortions. I just got addicted to them.
Whoa, did you hear that?
Irene, you said you love me. I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with abortions. Don't you understand?
Okay.
What do you think of that, Deborah?
It makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Now,
have you ever had an abortion, Deborah?
No. I've shot a few.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
No, you should.
No Negro. No Negro. One turd would like to know if Deborah, as a white devil, smells like wet dog.
No. I wear white diamonds. That's what I smell like.
So you smell like Elizabeth Taylor's aborted, disgusting, fecal matter covered ass.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
White diamond?
Yeah, what's that, a perfume?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a very sensible Christian perfume.
Oh, so it smells like mothballs.
No, he wears CVS perfume and poster white diamonds.
What do you wear, Cheryl?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually I put a light coating of baby powder all over my body. Underneath that, I have some body oil and some banana boat.
I would imagine you smell like a combination of mothballs on a period and tanning oil.
Yeah, the banana boat.
Diamonds, you'll love black opal and Cheez-Its. I also smell like Cheez-Its.
So that's good. So you are a Christian then.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Did you accept the Lord, Cheryl?
Oh, did I accept the Lord? Good Christ.
Oh, Cheryl, you're having... Somebody is requesting a black pop.
Hey. You like the yuck? You like the yuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Now, Matt, did you see that I'm in an open relationship with Chris, with the bunny?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, on the Facebook? Mm-hmm.
He's been asking about you an awful lot.
Well, I understand when people get excited about Cheryl Murkowski. Makes
I would say he's obsessed, actually.
Really? Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
He had a trick.
Pick, pick.
He had a trick with that he met on Manhunt. He showed me a picture.
Well, I did ask him.
He said, is this... Yes. He said, do you know this person? I said, no. He said, is it Cheryl? I said, no. I said, Cheryl lives far away. He goes, where? I said, far away.
I asked him if he was alive because I had heard that he was going to Milwaukee to get fucked and might be meeting a serial killer. He asked where I'd heard that, and I said, well, it might have been East Radio. Now, Vince thinks that Deborah is too sober and would like a Lady Raptastic instead.
We don't trade guests.
I think that's very rude.
Do you know who Lady Raptastic is, Deborah?
Her hair is all gray.
Well, the black.
Her legs pumped and jumped.
How would you feel about being replaced by a black woman?
He's got one to wisdom face.
I would feel maybe offended. I would pray about it, probably. Pray that the Lord would take it in his hands.
Do you drink?
Water, yeah.
You don't drink any alcohol?
Well, every once in a while.
Do you speak in tongues? Oh.
Of course. Kashala Kinshala Kashalom.
What does that mean?
It's the most
great. How do you know what to say when you're speaking in tongues?
The Lord just fills you. He fills you with this. It just comes down. Hey, open yourself up.
Her
open
hair yourself is almost gray.
I knew this retarded whore named Callie Lewis.
Her legs pump and jump.
I knew this retarded whore named Callie Lewis.
Her cheeks puckered out.
She has a show called Geek Brief.
She's got Wanda Wisdom.
And I was over at her house, and she spoke in tongues. And then 5 minutes later, she was showing me how she can dance on a stripper pole. Swear to God.
She's white as New York. No.
Well.
She's got Wanda Wisdom.
Sounds
face.
Like she's, you know, living a double-sided life.
I think she's married to a gay. But they have lots of books about Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. She's the one with the global warming.
Huh?
Yeah. She's the one with about the stupid global warming. Yeah. I think I know who.
What do you mean? I didn't know she said that.
Quiet on the sack. Woo woo! Life singing for you, moon.
Lights.
Her hair is almost gray. Her legs pump and jump. Her cheeks puckered out. Yes, she's got Wanda Wisdom face. To get all racist on you, you won't believe your ears. She's white as New York snow. She's got Wanda Wisdom face. Yes, and to bore you, she'll snore you. All the better just don't beg you. Pretentious. She knows just what it takes to make a fool riot. She's got muscle, Mary tits. She's got line of wisdom face. Come on, work it out. Working out, Nate.
Cheryl, can you send me the, if you send me the music you're playing, we can record it live. It'll sound better.
Don't you ever doubt her. She's got Wanda Wisdom face. Woo, 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 woo. That's all you get.
You're not going to let... Why don't you send me the file? Yeah. We can record the whole thing.
Well, because I don't want Wanda to be mad at Nate.
Why? By having a good quality recording of the same thing?
What?
I know
what
it wasn't recorded, but I mean the music, Jamie. I'm talking about the music. If she sends me the music, I can record her voice and the music on a separate track, and then it can sound good. Better.
Fuck Africa. What the fuck for? Africa and shit. That shit was fucking hot. Fucking booty scratching ass.
Well, I thought it sounded good.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck, I look like... I don't stink, motherfuckers. I'm a pretty boy. I'll stay here, dude. I ain't with that shit. We got ESPN Zone, Flavor Flav, Big Rims, Bentleys. We get fucking locked up, get out in 3 days, slap me running for president. Shit, we gonna be good. Wanna stay here. Cause havoc.
What fucking contribution?
We ain't do shit. We invented a fucking light bulb. That's about it. We ain't do shit. The motherfuckers did anything. The fuck we did. The insult double ACP, what the fuck is that? I don't know the fuck that's niggas playing football or something? Shit. Wow.
Wanda,
send them back to Africa.
You know, I never finished talking about my accident at the levee.
Why not?
The New Orleans?
No. 7-Eleven, I call the levee, Deborah.
What the fuck? Excuse me? You want me to continue, Nades?
Irina Slutsky's going... Yeah, go ahead.
So like you buy her a powder. It kills her muscles. Don't you lag her, doubt her. She's going on the wisdom face. She'll post a gram for you. Run and talk for an hour. Her black face looks like you. She's got Leo. Excuse me?
Yeah. That was great.
Right.
Cheryl's latest hits here on Yeast Radio.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you enjoyed that preview of a song that'll probably never come out. But I was told to give you a preview of Random Mini Racist Dance 40. Now,
well,
what
happened? Very good.
Listen, what happened at the Seppi Levy name?
So where did I leave off? So my food came. No. So she says, come over. My sister is at I'm at my sister's house. I live in Texas and she's not home. I said, oh, he said, so why don't you, I said, where you live? He's like, oh, here's where I live. I said, oh my God, that's right above the 7-Eleven. I go there every day and buy my energy drink and a blueberry muffy. So she says, okay, come on, Ovi. So I went over. And do you know what happened, Cheryl?
What?
I went upstairs, rang the doorbell, came in, and then she started accidentally licking my pussy lips.
In her sister's divorce?
Yeah, it was messy. And I squirted her.
My Lord.
You squirted on her face? Where?
Yeah, on her face.
I hope you prayed.
Did you do it on her face?
A little. It was an accident.
What do you mean a little? On your eye?
No, I mean, yeah.
In she didn't waste the seed.
Did she snort it?
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. I cannot believe that you keep meeting these people on Grindr names.
It was an accident, I told you.
You know you're going to get some kind of SIDS.
Yeah. SIDS is sudden infidels. Oh, look, Griselda was trying to watch the show. She says, I watched, but my connection sucks. Miss you and the reels.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, she went to Starbucks.
Vince would like to know. I know. Vince would like to know what he should get for junk food.
What secret PNS show?
Grindr's going to be renamed to Gay Dad.
What's the secret PNS show, Vince?
If you give them money, then you can have access to some shitty-ass secret... some really nice, great secret program where they do the same thing they allow.
Don't hate.
Sorry.
I got a secret grum.
So do I. It's about an hour of all of my turds from the last 3 months strung together into one long rum. Mm-hmm.
I've got two computers that could buy one of them. Yeah. You know what I saw today? Cuckoo from Visitronics started a website selling his mixes. He's selling them, Nades, on his WordPress blog. He calls it his Visitronics...
Seriously. People are going to buy.
And I thought, my God, Kiko is doing this and I still can't get it together to do that. And Kiko's selling his mixes. I don't know. I guess it's his show blog, Visitronics. I don't know. Kiko is the Mevio of 2009.
Gospel.
What?
This is gospel music we're talking about. What is this?
I forgot.
Oh,
what were we talking about?
I don't know, but I think it's time for a...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Go ahead.
What?
Is it a random mini?
The Wanda Wisdom training.
Time for a limerick from Baby Jane. Woo, woo, wee, wee. Are you ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl once was Oprah's servant. dragged to chicken and fish without her consent. She felt like she was at church when she ordered the porridge, but grumbled when she only had 99 cents.
Can you read it again? I wasn't listening.
Right.
I was reading the chat room. They were talking about one turd being racist on PMS.
Cheryl was once Oprah's servant, dragged to chicken and fish without her consent.
Jesus Christ.
She felt like she was at church when she ordered some porridge, but grumbled when she only had 99 cents.
Oh my God. You know what happened to me?
What?
I went to the gas station to have lunch. They have it cheaper. You know, they have 79 cent hot dogs, hamburgers.
Man, gross.
79 cents for a hamburger, 79 cents for a corn dog. So I got one of each. So it was only $1.49 with tax or something like that. It was more than that.
Right.
And do you know, I went to the cashier and I had to charge it because I only had a dollar. Oh, Nate, look at what my life has turned into.
Shrock Bella waddled outside and was instantly horrified. The deer meat was gone, and so was the lawn, engulfed in a great septic toid. That was for Vince Lane.
We did that last week.
I know, but Vince wanted to hear it again. Now.
Well, a baby boy was born in a manger, he did lay.
Oh, get fucked.
Wise men came to worship him at this child in the hay.
Fuck off, Deborah. Okay. It's a fairy tale. Cheryl, don't you know that fucking Christianity is a metaphor? It's a myth. It didn't really happen.
Jesus was well hung.
Shut up, Deborah. You know nothing.
Jesus was not the Son of God. That's a metaphor. It has to do with the natural cycle of things. You're fucking retarded, Deborah. It's not meant to be taken literally by idiots.
No, Jesus was real. Jesus is in your heart. He's in all of us. Accept him. Take him.
No.
Why?
What for? Because it's stupid. Because some idiot who's uneducated like you told me to? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Listen.
And what part of Jesus says don't have health care? What part of Jesus says, you shouldn't have health care for everybody?
You think those nails that were dug in his arms, you think they were covered? No. Did Jesus have an IV
covered?
On the damn cross? No.
They didn't have health insurance back then.
Yes, they did. They
blew that was for a reason.
What the hell does that have to do with health insurance? I'm talking about what Jesus preached, which was to be, you know, treat people the way you should be treated. You shouldn't accumulate too much money or you can't get to God. I'm talking about taking care of the poor because they'll inherit the earth. How is that taking care of the poor?
You want the poor to take care of
the earth. Look at the link that Jamie just put in the...
Shut up. I'm having a conversation.
This has to do with it directly, and you can use it for album work. A+.
Oh, that is good.
The poor cannot even take care of their trailers, much less a community of Christian people.
What the fuck are you talking about? The poor cannot take care of their... So you're saying you don't like the poor. So you're disobeying Jesus.
No. God sat there and said on chapter 8, set them on fire.
God said set the poor on fire in chapter 8 of what?
The New Testament.
They're not numbered. What are you even talking about? I think you're just making this shit up as you go along, Deborah.
No, no, no. Listen, I used to be a Mormon. We have a special section of the Bible that was saved just for us, okay?
Oh, honey, I think you're still a moron.
Mormon. We're the ones that have the nice hair and the pretty dresses.
Yeah. Or multiple orgasms.
What?
Multiple orgasms.
Right.
Deborah, we're going to let you go because you need to pray about it, I think. You're starting to get me a little angry. I'm going to pray about it and pray that you will see the light and learn to read and not be an idiot anymore.
Yes, and I'll pray for you to open up and accept him inside of you.
And meanwhile, everybody should go to churchofdeborah. Is it .com, or are you an organization like Cheryl?
Well, it's a .blogspot.com, of course, because the FDA couldn't get .com certification.
Church of Deborah.
.blogspot.com.
Yes, it's a wonderful program. I love it. And I hope you do more shows now.
Me too.
Okay, Deborah, bye.
Bye, honey.
God bless.
Yeah, get fucked. All right, Cheryl. Cheryl? God damn it, did I hang up on both of them? Oh. Hello?
You dumb bitch.
I don't know how to work this thing. It's only been 5 years.
Okay. I've got another Leo Merck from Baby Jane. Okay. Cheryl once watched Oprah's dog, lapsed, and then went for a jog. But as Parvos kicked in, his closed sphincter couldn't win, and he blazed a trail of brown logs.
Who's they?
Parvo needs Parvo.
Who's Parvo?
Parvo's a disease that Oprah's doggy had.
But who's the he? The dog?
Yep, he had a Parvo, which made him shit all over the place.
Good God. That's a mess. Mm-hmm.
True story, Nate. Okay, one more with Oprah and Cheryl.
God, I'm so sick of this fucking salad.
Right. No
hey,
one
Hey, stop black popping.
Sorry. No one knew that Oprah could be rude, but Cheryl did when the two of them flew, and she made her some grits, to which Oprah hissed, "White folk don't know how to cook comfort food."
Uh-huh.
Boy.
You know, we really scooped that. Yes, I sold it, Justin. But I still have,
Where's WhatsApp with the link?
I still have a MacBook with...
Oh, there it is.
...to sell. And a MacBook Pro.
Now, there's a new product that she found, which I'm going to... The link, again, is in the chat room. Nice.
Okay, I forwarded it. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, N-word.
New.
Now, this product is called Vacuum Plump Lips.
Oh.
If it doesn't suck them off. Okay, it's the Jolly Lips Lip Plumping and Enhancement System.
You got to be kidding.
What it claims to do. Supposed to give you a full Angelina-style Lips. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm.
When the device arrived in the mail, I accidentally ripped the box open, then promptly closed it. Something about an oversized, oddly shaped plump pump arriving in an unmarked box made it seem kind of dirty. The instructions say to relax your Lips and give the soft, full-sized doodad several short squeezes for 10 seconds. They do not, however, say how to deal with the disgusting amount of juices that will result from using a suction device on your lady mouth. It did hurt a little, but I sort of expected that. I was, after all, essentially applying a hand-pump vacuum to my Lips. But I also remember it took me a while to get used to the sting from the plumping gloss lip venom. Plus, the pain seemed beside the point, because it appeared that Jolly Lips, do you like how I say that, Jolly Lips, actually delivered on its promise. My lips really did look fuller and redder than they had normally do. I was so happy with the results at that point that I tried it again a few hours later, since the instructions suggested pumping several times a day. Side note, really? Several times a day? Pulling the gigantic pump out of your person, affixing it to your lips, is quite the same thing as suddenly reapplying lip gloss. But then I looked in the mirror the next morning, and my lips looked odd. To be precise, it looked like I'd been punched in the pussy. The center of my lower and upper lips had turned a deep bluish purple that refused to be hidden.
Oh my God.
So, no matter how many layers of lipstick I smeared on, my lips were visibly bruised that entire weekend, meaning I had to endure hilarious taunts from my friends. What up, blue lips? And, hey, Did you just eat a blue raspberry otter pop and then put it in your pussy?
What, a pop?
Uh-huh. I do wonder if I was a little too AIDS aggressive the first time I used Jolly Leops.
It's Jolie Leops.
Sorry, Jolie Leops. Because a few weeks later, I summoned the courage to try it again, very gently this time, and didn't experience bruising. Plastic surgeon explained that he wasn't surprised. He explained that a pump creates a vacuum around the Leops. Negative pressure can cause trauma to the Leop, causing it to swell.
This is disgusting. Oh my god.
He said it could probably work, albeit briefly. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I like what he said there.
What?
While Jolly Lips could cause fuller Leops, he noted, so could getting punched in the mouth. Or
so
the vagina.
Jolly Lips could cause fuller Leops, so could getting punched in the lady Leops.
In the vagina.
There probably is some place in the pressure curve, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, fuller Leops just weren't worth the physical and emotional pain I experienced with Jolly Leops. I'll stick with my Leop gloss.
This was on MSNBC? That's stupid.
Okay. Thank you to Wasabi. It's amazing. A++ will buy from again.
I feel a huge duty being formed in my bloater as Cheryl.
Okay. Now, I've got another, Limerick, thank you to Baby Jane.
Okay.
She had a very long meeting.
Baby Jane N-word.
Mm-hmm. Reagan Fox got his degree from an online university, and now he teaches. Oh, sorry. Now he reaches out to students he teaches who all feel he's a little too frisky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh?
Cheryl, I want to talk about the new Macintosh mouse.
Oh, the non-ergonomic piece of crap that cost $70.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, I went to the Apple store yesterday. I tried the thing. And it's just typical Apple, like, totally form over function. The thing is, even this is a Mighty Mouse I have here. I'll show it to
copyright. You can't use that name. No,
right.
No.
It's about half the height of this, which already it's not ergonomic to have something this flat, but I just switch off my mice when my arms get tired or whatever. But it's so close that it's obvious as soon as you put your hand on it that it's going to hurt. Like, I'm like, what planet did he come from that nobody stopped this? But you know that fucking Steve Jobs, I think it's like a dictatorship where he's like, nope, this is how it is. I don't care about ergonomics. Just shut up. I have cancer. Shut up. And sorry, Cheryl, I know you had cancer.
Yes.
He just killed a Chinese person to get a liver, but that's okay. But so... it was shitty. I read a review of it online that it was exactly what I thought of it. It was like, you can't use the stupid clitoris thing because you have to hold it still. It's horrible. You going to buy one?
Well, I'm going to buy three.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will buy one, though, because it's Apple and it looks cool. It looks like a spaceship.
Right.
Pussy poison, that motherfucker.
Somebody would like to know why poor unemployed homeless people go nuts over Apple products. Does it offer them hope?
Why did Nick Starr get a magic mouse for his sleeping bag? Is he still homeless?
I'm sure he's still homeless, Nancy. Last time I had seen, he had about negative $200 and he had saved by being homeless.
What does that mean? Negative.
He lost money being homeless.
How? How do you lose money being homeless?
Well, he bought a Zune HD. He bought, I don't know, a bunch of shit. You know?
Wow.
Looking for an apportionment, Edith says.
So he's a junkie for Zune?
Uh-huh. Now listen.
Wow.
Fandy Melton wanted to know what it felt like for a man to go inside his ass. So he froze mashed
potato
poopy into a condom and shoved it in his hole.
Wow.
Okay, and finally,
I think I'm blocked, Cheryl. I can't even fart. I shat in the Cocoa dorm today and I clogged the toilet. I had to use their plungy. Oh, fuck. Hurts.
Right.
We may have to do Grumus Interruptus.
Shrock Bella Mordenstein knew summer was at an end when the announcement was made for deer season. His daddy grabbed his gun, and for the woods he had run, while Shrock prepared for 9 months of nothing but venison.
Oh. Here, listen to this.
Yeah, Magic Tagata, how are you doing tonight? Yeah, Magic Tagata. Cheryl, I hope you're on the line. How are you? You know, Cheryl, I truly do hate your guts, all the way down to the bone, I do. But when you were laughing about that haiku that Wanda Wisdom wrote, that Mag was a cheat and stole the pennies off a dead nigger's eyelids.
Excuse me?
Hilarious. And hearing you be so amused at it, was hard not to hate you for about, like, a minute when you were laughing. Laughter is contagious. Tonight, I'm not doing any stupid songs or anything like that. I blew off my shrink appointment yesterday, so I
good idea.
Go down to my diversity bathroom, which I think doesn't really close up until, like, November.
Oh, maybe fuck.
November 1st, I think they keep it open.
Yeah, they're having a Halloween party.
That's the last field report I'll be making from that tea room. People don't know, but a cruisy John that gays go to have sex is called a tea room, not to be confused with tea bagging, which is something else. But anyway, I wanted to tell a little story.
Just uses grinder to make her own tea room.
Jewish people, kind of. All right, here's what's been going on with Agatha. My 90-year-old sugar daddy passed away.
Oh, my God.
And left me a little bit of money to get by for the next 4 years. Not a lot, but a little. $1,000 a month.
Going to be blown in a month.
$1,000 a month?
And I'm not able to get any money yet. So
you were talking, I couldn't hear.
Bill H. to loan me money, and then he finally cut me off yesterday. He goes, ask one of your other people. I'm going to London.
Don't you hear me calling you mechanic?
What?
I got another call. I know you
send a voicemail, press 2. Caller sent to voicemail. At any time, you may press star to join the call.
Well, that was amusing. Thanks.
That was worth getting interrupted.
It should start playing again. Don't make me listen to the whole thing again. iPhone shit. Christ.
H to loan me money, and then he finally cut me off yesterday. He goes, ask one of your other people. I'm going to London. I can't be bothered with it. You never pay me back, which, to be true, I never do pay him back. But anyway, what I want to talk about is the other straight boyfriend that he was in love with got $2 million, okay? And I'm pissed. Not because he got it, and I know this is going to come across wrong, it bothers me that a Jew got the money. He's Jewish. And his whole family glommed on to Philip and, you know, took him in as one of their own.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
So another young man got the money.
One of his other like hookers that actually might be good looking got $2 million, and Agatha got 4 years worth. So that's like, what's 4,000 times 12 is what?
He gets $4,000 a month.
No, I think he said $1,000 a month for 4 years. So that's, that's what, 48,000. It's not much. So, haha, Agatha. Wait, let's listen to that. That might be.
Hold on. Straight boyfriend.
Oh, wait. God
she's
damn
gonna
it.
Use it all
I hate
on
iPhones.
She's going to use it all on the methane.
Of course.
It's always good to give the drug addict a lot of money.
Right.
You never pay me back, which, to be true, I never do pay him back. But anyway, what I want to talk about is his other straight boyfriend that he was in love with got $2 million, okay? And I'm pissed.
not because he got it, and I know this is going to come across wrong, but it bothers me that a Jew got the money. He's Jewish. And his whole family glommed on to Philip and, you know, took him in as one of their own, knowing that he was sitting on top of a big pile of money that he got. Philip got the money from his mother. So Philip didn't even earn the fucking shit. So anyway,
like
Philip,
you did.
I'm glad I never have to have sex with him again or kiss those awful lips. God, I'd rather eat anybody's ass, his ass, than give him a kiss on the mouth, which I constantly had to do. Disgusting. So anyway, the truth is, I don't mind that Andy got the money. But
sorry for your loss, Hagatha.
And
to a pawn shop to purchase kind of a gun for the wedding. Serious, I anticipate problems from my ex-fiance showing up at the wedding. That is the main purpose of the gun. So I will be forced to use it even during the ceremony.
To be singled out for persecution because they had a closed economic.
Wipe yourself, you silly little fat.
All the money to themselves. They only went to Jewish doctors, Jewish lawyers, Jewish artists, Jewish contractors.
You're an absolute fucking mess. Wipe it off. Every last drop. You silly little fucking slut. No, that's better. I'm going to continually spit in your face whenever I say so, whenever I...
Okay, this is our Miss Muffet dress. The dress that Alyssa is wearing for this pageant is a Miss Muffet dress. It was $1,200 to have the dress made. You know what the only bummer is about this dress?
What?
Is that when you have this on and you misbehave, I can't get to your bottom.
Yeah, that's really fair, mate. Ik heb dat dus in dat stuk een beetje proberen. Ja. Het is heel ingewikkeld, want ik heb in de laatste jaren wel steeds meer interesse in die Berbercultuur, in die Berbertaal. Ik heb ook steeds meer muziek. Berbermuziek draai ik thuis.
Het heet Azouk, of hoe moet je het ook noemen?
Amazigh.
Amazigh.
Amazigh, ja. Ja. En ik ben het in toenemende mate gaan waarderen en mij ook gaan verdiepen in die taal. Maar tegelijkertijd, ik kan daar niet meer aarden. Ik
stoor mij aan het hele systeem.
What?
Turn it off.
Next topic, Cheryl.
Okay, the topic of this haiku is blessings and curses. And what of retards? Do they deserve peace of mind, or did God curse them? Very deep from Baby Jane.
Very deep.
Yes, okay. No. let's see, meow. Girdle.
Up there, hell. What's up? What you got up in there?
Meow. Girdle.
Can you read something funny again? Like sex funny?
Sex funny?
No, like I want to hear you read something dirty.
Well.
Or funny. Just read anything. Who cares?
Right.
Though I may have to put it on the loudspeaker in duty at the same time.
Why?
I got a block. I don't know what's going on. It must be all the processed food I accidentally ate during the week. Seriously, this might be a diarrhea. Let me see if I can get the wireless hooked up while you talk.
Man,
just talk.
Listen,
I'm still here.
It's been about 30 minutes.
You want to end the grump? You don't want to hear me, duty?
It's just pooping myself. Story and experience. This might be.
I'm listening. I got the headphones.
Ow! It hurts. Oh, we have a huge audience today, Cheryl. Cheryl, our audience keeps getting bigger. Why aren't you fucking talking?
Oh, sorry. Oh, phone interference. This is a nice story. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
I pooping myself. Maybe you might read my first story about pooping my pants.
Right.
That was,
All right.
That was more or less an accident while trying to get so desperate to shit that my stomach gave in for the litres of liquid I drank. This time I had a plan. A really good plan. I wanted to know how it feels to wake up and have pooed in my bed. I'm working as a nurse, so it's not difficult for me to get diapers. Do you know there's panty diapers you can take on and off like a real knicker? I took a packet of this home. First I tried them by shitting myself, because I would know how much they hold before it begins to soak out. I can tell you, it's really a lot. and so I started my project. I had to work night shifts in the last 2 days, so yesterday I ate a lot. Bread, noodles, rice, salad, and cheese, and a big dish of eggs. So I drank much and waited the night long, not going to the bathroom at work. I had such a panty diaper, and so I could have a little fun by peeing in there from dorm to dorm, and the other nurses working together with me didn't realize. I felt great to stand in front of the patient's bed while he is sleeping and shitting in a bottle and just let a little bit out flow by myself. At the end of the night, it went bit difficult because I was already so desperate that it was not easy to stop it again. And by the time I got news from my stomach that he wants to let a load out too, but I didn't allow this. My plans were otherwise. After end of my work, I went to the medicine room and grabbed such a laxative supply we gave to patients which can't shit. And so I went home pretty desperate.
I got a duty while you're talking, so keep talking. You won't see me, but I'll be listening. No, I won't be listening, but I'll have the microphone, so you might hear some shitting, okay?
What's the point if you're not listening of me reading this?
Because it's a show and everybody else can listen. Plus, we have a big audience.
Just call on your phone like you did that other time, you stupid bitch.
Oh, okay. Shut up. I didn't remember.
You're so stupid. It's like you do this.
I hate you. Hold on. I'm going to blow it out. Shut up. Oh, I'm going to have a blowout. This is going to be good. I can't even find Skype. I'm so fucking shitted out. Where's the Skype? Oh, here it is. God damn it, Cheryl. I got a duty bad. Clips.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Don't be ray for the he-she.
Don't be tardy for the party.
All right, let's see.
Don't be tardy for the party. Hurry up, baby. Don't be late. I'll meet you at the place.
Where is this from? What are you getting for this?
Tardy for the party. Tardy. Don't be turtles on the head.
Hello?
Turtles.
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me then?
Forget about work and the stress and the week party, and we won't go to sleep. We own the club. Oh, yeah, we own the life, and I'm... Don't be tardy for the 40. Don't be tardy. Okay.
I'm doing both. I'm bringing the microphone so you can hear the duty and high fidelity.
Nikki. All right, I'm going to read the story. Listen.
Go ahead. I'm putting the microphone on the floor near the toilet.
And so I went home pretty desperate. On the way home, I already had a little shit accident while driving my car, which I could stop just by pressing my hard on. At home, I prepared my bed with a big plastic blanket under the usual blanket. I had at least a big cup of coffee, which made me so desperate that I couldn't hold all, and I pissed on my bathroom carpet before I could control it again with pressed legs and both hands between them. So I administered myself the laxative suppository, which was pretty difficult because my shit wanted always to let out its pretty load when I tried to push my finger in.
Okay.
At least I took a sleeping pill. I wanted to do it in my sleep and wake up with a nice load in my pants.
Jesus Christ.
My bladder was nearly exploding, my stomach roaming, but I fell asleep after some time. I don't know how long it took until I slowly came back from Dreamland Island, feeling myself laying in a warm puddle of pee, which I was still floating out of me. I enjoyed that feeling a lot, didn't try to stop it, but turning me round and feeling my t-shirt getting wet too. And then I felt it. The roaring in my stomach became more and more. My ass cunt was beginning to cramp. Open and shut. I tried to hold it back real bad, pressed my legs and sticking my finger in, but at first a little bit of
finger found
its way out warm and weak. I played a little, turning on my back, pressing my ass together, relaxing again, and let out a little more. But then I realized that a really big load was on its way, and in the next second I totally lost control. It creeped out of me slowly and delightfully, filling up my panties, which was already totally soaked with pee, creeped up my back, gushed forth between my cross legs and over my stomach. I just couldn't stop it, and I never thought that I could be so much. And then I had the best orgasm I ever had while fucking myself with lots of warm shit gushing out of my ass.
What?
It just seemed that it never will end. I still get sexy again just by writing this. And after many minutes, the flow of pee and shit stopped slowly. My panty was busting full and dripping. And I laid back at this warm mess of shit and pee and felt wonderful. I fell asleep again and wake up hours later soaked all over. I went up to take a shower, but I'm sure when I'll come home from night shift tomorrow night, I'll take a trip to the medicine room before I leave the hospital. I already had two big pizzas and a big bowl of salad right now. The end.
Cheryl, I can't shit. It's not working. Hello?
Hello? Added back to VIP so tight that I can't breathe. The senior sweat dripping down all over my face. Don't be tardy for the 40. Don't be tardy for the 40. Right, all right. Don't be tardy for the 40. Yes. Don't be tardy for the 40. Don't be tardy for the 40. Moon. Don't be tardy for the 40.
Moon's man.
The moon. Hurry up, baby, don't be late. I'll meet you at the place. Leo. I've been waiting for this place.
I can't duty.
Well, maybe you need some more fiber.
Maybe another story will help.
Right, Niggy. Right. Driving holiday around South Venice had become a welcome break from blah blah. Fill her up, I said to the young black attendant in the scruffy, stained overall. Fancy a bite to eat? My wife, she nodded. Be glad to, sir. Blah blah blah.
Trotsky, go sit on the couch. Somebody needs to entertain these people visually. Thank you.
The cook turns to Jean and says, now, Missy, before we get to the main event, you're going to put on a little show for us.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay.
What's the show?
It's a part of the poop.
What?
She was put on her back on the table, and the waitress began eating my wife's pussy as one of the men fucked the waitress from behind. Three men were sticking their corks into Jean's face and mouth while the other jerked.
Oh, my God.
Let me get some of this white pussy. He plunged his prick into Jean, came quickly. As soon as he pulled on the large fat man, positioned himself between Jean's legs and began fucking him with the deep, forceful blows. The fat man came inside my wife and another shot cum on her neck and chin. As another man slid his dick into Jean's slit, my view was suddenly blocked. The waitress straddled my lap. Her enormous tits and huge clitoris were pushed into my face, and I was told by the cook to suck on her large, prime nipple. Well, she rubbed her wet pussy all over my limp cock. Ew. It had been an unfulfilled desire of mine to fuck a black woman, and the feeling of that black...
Hold on, Cheryl, I have to preempt.
I have to preempt. My dude's coming out. Hold on.
Sorry. I'm pushing. I got the big microphone right behind my buttock. Oh, here we go.
Miss Blanche.
Damn it, it wasn't loud.
You might hear it on the ground.
Is the chat room
hear it?
Did the chat room hear it slide out? Did the chat room hear my dirty?
I thought I must be mistaken, but James seemed to be liking sucking and licking his giant black cock with growing enthusiasm. That's at work, that big black dick, you slut. You like all these black dicks, don't you? the waitress was finger-fucking her vigorously and inserted a digit in her ass. Jean was letting out little squeals of what I can only take as sexual enjoyment. What a woman, I thought. That bitch is coming and coming. She's ready for you, nigger, commented the waitress. The cook moved between Jean's legs, and the waitress grabbed his shaft and began teasing in my wife's pussy. Bring him over. Let that nigger get it good.
Cheryl.
Getting fucked by prime grade A black meat. Two men picked up the chair and positioned me under the table about a foot from Jean's pussy. I could see how wet she was. Oh, fuck me. Yes, fuck me, Jean. The cook now took hold of his cock and put 3 inches into Jean, withdrew and repeated several times. Jean screamed yes, N-word, yes. I watched his shift glisten with Jean's wetness and saw her pussy stretch to accommodate it. I wish my Steve allowed me to see a view of the pussy as it dripped juice on her face. The crowd encouraged the cook and he fucked my wife faster and faster. I could taste pussy juices and sperm as she gyrated over my face. Suddenly the chair went upright and the cook was towards me with the gun in his hand. He put it in my left temple and click. Country music? Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks? The guy on the radio? I blinked as my heart returned to something normal and my cock was super hard as I rolled over it and slid it between Jean's ass cheeks. Her pussy was hot and very wet. More it was all a dream. The nigger fucking all of it. A dream.
Wow, that was pretty good. Where do you get these?
Oh, Deborah sent me that racist story.
Deborah did?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
The one before that was J-Maine's. The one with Poopy was J-Maine. The one with the N-word was from Deborah. Go figure.
That's not surprising.
Now, anyways, the point is just this. I have to get up early tomorrow, and sadly, that means the grum is over.
Oh no! I was just getting comfy now that I had a duty. Can you still see me on the grumming?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, tell. I got. Oh, that's too bad. What do you got to do in the morning?
Oh, I've got to go to this thing with the thing.
What thing with the thing?
That's for me to know and Dorm Life 18 to find out.
Cheryl, you know which movie I'm working on now?
Dorm Life 19, 20,
no.
21.
I just finished Pinga Paradise, and now I'm working on Raw Dick in It 3.
Let it heal.
No, that's actually a good subtitle. I should suggest it, but it's Raw Dick in It 3.
What?
Smoother, wetter, hotter.
Three, let it heal.
What?
Raw Rods 3, let it heal.
Yeah, seriously, I'm going to suggest that. That's a good title.
How about Let It Heal, nigger?
Stop it.
Stop it.
What? That was suggested by one turn.
I bet.
I bet. Right. So anyways, it's 10:45. I got to get up at 6. So, yes, exactly.
He wants to fuck. Pussy poison that motherfucker.
Yes. Fuck it. Fuck yes.
All right, let's have a Trish Sharp party of the middle.
Hold on. Hold on.
Right. It's not really Trish,
not
but,
really
I say
Trish but I say Trish.
Hey,
all right, I'll talk to you later, Nancy.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, not Nancy. Any man.
Any day now. Bye.
All right, so here we are. What the fuck now is going on with this goddamn thing? I don't want to Skype.
Introducing the black bastard from Bedrock. Guaranteed to make a head drop. Coke blocks, drop cops that mistake me for Rodney. Strictly headshots, I knock the twist out your dreadlocks. Who got the props? Biggie, who got the Glock? Biggie, what, who is he? You can't get my description. You need a prescription, 2 doses of the ferocious. Feel the weight when I'm crushing them, bum rushing them, stuffing them.
I put the pressure on them, hun. Lord of mercy, Jesus Christ. He's just nice, he just sliced like a ginsu. It's me, the notorious B-I-G-G-I-E Smalls, y'all. This is for chumps that don't know who I am. I had a song on the soundtrack, Who's the Man? The single was dope, but the movie didn't slam. MCs is like JJ Moms, damn, damn, damn. Is it cause I ripped the props or beat the cops? I got more dope than a pizza shop. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold and that. What you talking about, Willis? 7 Mac 11s, 8 38s, 9 9s, 10 Mac 10s, the guns never end. Biggie Smalls, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht. Two weak spots for two hot clocks. That's how I got the weak spot. I shot dread in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Gotti got the shoddy to your body, so don't resist or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the D-E-C-K. My slow flow's remarkable. He's too Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sniff the yayo. That's crazy blunts, mad health. My voice excels. The avenues to jail cells.
That's good.